This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In space, you can't hear yourself think. At least if you're a crew member on board the International Space Station, the noise comes from all the whirring fans and clunking pumps that keep the place going. Now, some astronauts and cosmonauts are suffering temporary hearing loss. Mike Engel works with acoustics for the space station program. He joins us from Houston. Mr. Engel, how big a problem do we have?
It is a problem. It's not an insurmountable problem, but we are concerned about protecting the crew's hearing on board the space station.
Compare it to something for me. So, I mean, how noisy would it seem?
Okay, probably the best comparison I can give you would be if you remember how an old window-mounted air conditioning unit sounded, kind of a continuous blowing noise. It's not pleasant, but it's also not unbearable.
Are you talking about sort of white noise, or does it rattle and bang? And
well, it varies. You have pretty much a continuous background white noise.
I understand that the American and Russian parts of the space station are different, and the Russian portion of it is even noisier than the American portion.
That's right. The Russian service module provides most of the life support functions for the station as a whole. Because of that, there's more mechanical equipment, fans and pumps, etc., in the service module, and so naturally they produce more noise.
Why didn't you plan for a quieter ride?
Well, there were plans. We had hoped to have a quieter station. A lot of it goes back to funding issues. Specifically on the Russian side, there was some problems with funding early on, and that translates into the type of equipment you have on board.
Well, apart from the discomfort that some of the astronauts have talked about, does this create any problems? Is it difficult for them to talk to each other?
It can, and that is, in fact, that is probably at this point our primary concern, is the communications interference. The crews have told us that sometimes they've had to repeat themselves because of the noise level in the background.
So if you decide to retrofit, what will you do?
Okay, and let me clarify also, our primary concern right now is the service module part of the space station. The U.S. lab module is fairly quiet. And so we're not as concerned about the U.S. lab at this point. What we would do in the service module is do things like install pads underneath rotating equipment, put mufflers on fan outlets, in some cases we have special acoustic materials that we could put around some of the components that would absorb the noise.
What are you aiming for here?
Well, we're aiming for noise levels down around 60 decibels, comparable to normal conversation in an office environment.
If you're trying to get down to 60 decibels, where is it now?
It varies. In the Russian side, we're somewhere around 71 or 72 decibels.
Mr. Engel, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mike Engel is Acoustics Integration Manager for the International Space Station Program. He joined us by telephone from Houston.